Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Ryan, let's go with Fautanu. You had him as the 17th best prospect in the draft. I think you had him ahead of Latham as far as just, you know, some of the, and he went 7th overall. So tell me about the guy from Washington that most Steelers fans are over the moon for.
Yeah, this is such a great pick, and it's the case of just not overthinking it. And he's number one. We talked to him a few weeks ago on the podcast that I do with Rick Spielman. And number one.
Oh, fantastic. Spielman loves doing that podcast. He is just a bundle of joy on that podcast, isn't he? God, I thought Ron Cook hated his job, and then I heard Spielman.
The thing is, man, he's like the greatest guy in the world, but that's his bit. But he, regardless of how he feels about me, he's a big Troy Fautanu guy as well. And talking to Troy, a couple things. Number one, fantastic human being, takes football very seriously. Played volleyball in high school, and he wasn't one of these kids who grew up playing volleyball, but the defensive line coach coached the volleyball team, so he went out and played. And I can't imagine seeing someone who's 6'5", 230 out there just spiking on people, and that just speaks to his athleticism. And the other thing, and I mentioned this to him, and I thought it was sort of interesting, as we talked to the players throughout the draft process, we had five or six guys say that the player they looked up to was Troy Polamalu. And Troy Polamalu, Fautanu wore number 43 growing up when he was a running back, and he sort of fashioned himself after Polamalu. So the bringing it full circle makes sense there. But in terms of what he brings to the offensive line, insanely athletic for the position he plays. There's some talk about whether he's going to kick inside or not. I think Tomlin said the plan isn't for him to play center. So whether it's right tackle or left tackle, and Broderick Jones does the other, you're already immediately better than what you were 24 hours ago, because you fill a huge need. Cornerback could have been a consideration there, but you're still having issues along the offensive line. Wide receiver maybe, but it's hard not to love what Troy Fautanu brings, and he is all about football. He feels like a Steelers player, and it's exciting to know that Steelers fans are happy with it, because sometimes fans, like fans in Atlanta, for example, probably aren't super pumped right now.
Ryan, I was a big Amarius Mims booster and backer going into all this, but even I would admit that if they had picked him, it was going to mean six, like Punxsutawney Phil, six more weeks of Dan Moore, bare minimum, because Mims has so few college snaps. Is Fautanu, in your opinion, a day one starter at either tackle spot, whatever the Steelers determine is best for him?
Yeah, I think you put him out there, and you go from there. Before I spoke with him, I went back and watched some of his pressures, and one of the things he struggled with, and he admitted this, is sometimes he'll give the spin move on the inside. And again, he has the athleticism. He has really good footwork. Maybe gets needs to get a little stronger at the point. But that you could say that about everyone virtually coming out, except for maybe Joe Alt at this point or J.C. Latham in the run game. But I think the versatility and the athleticism is what makes Fautanu so intriguing and so much fun to think about in this Arthur Smith offense. It's probably going to be a little bit more reliant on the run, and that's good news for Russ Wilson or Justin Fields or whomever's under center.
Ryan, I'm going to start naming off guys, and you tell me after just studying this round the clock for months if you think the player will be available at pick 51, yes or no.
All right, let's
start
it.
With the centers, Jackson Powers Johnson and Zach Frazier.
No. Frazier's going to be close, maybe trade up.
Wide receivers, A.D. Mitchell.
Unless there's some off-field stuff going on that I don't know about, I don't think so.
Ladd McConkey.
I would love it, but I think he's going to be gone before pick 40.
Roman Wilson.
Yes.
Malachi Corley.
Yes, but the issue is separation. Can he consistently separate, because he didn't do that at Western Kentucky?
All right, defensive tackles, Newton and Fisk from Florida State.
I think they'll both be gone potentially by pick 45. Johnny Newton's a first-round talent.
Okay. Inside linebackers, Peyton Wilson, Junior Colson.
Colson probably not. Peyton maybe because of the injury history. He's 24 years old.
And then the corners, DeJean, Kool-Aid, the kid from Michigan whose last name Saint I'm going to make a mess of, and then Max Melton, Rutgers.
Cooper, no. Kool-Aid, no. Sainer still probably not. I heard that teams could be picking him pretty early as we get started here in a little bit. Max Melton potentially, and I'll throw another name out there. Who's the other kid? Oh, Renardo Green might be a little rich at 51, but the Florida State cornerback is incredibly physical, and he could be a potential target.
Am I leaving
that
out a name here, Chris, that you think you'd
on the
consider?
Cornerbacks
no,
list?
No, any of these positions that you would consider.
How about Chris Jenkins, the kid from Michigan?
I didn't love his tape, Chris. But again, the issue with the Michigan players, especially on defense, you have to keep in mind is that sometimes they're played out of position. We saw it with Rashawn Gary last year with Mozzie Smith at Dallas. So Chris Jenkins has the bloodlines. I don't think I would take him at 51, but if you told me he went, I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, here's a random one for you. If Spencer Rattler is on the board at 98, I don't think any of us actually think that there's a chance that happens, but let's just say somehow somebody finds a picture of him in a gas mask bong. Should the Steelers take him at 98?
He could be there at 98. I think it's going to be close. I think he has a chance going round two because he had this run on the top six, these six quarterbacks here. I just don't know. If you have Justin Fields there, you're running out of space. I know Justin's only got one more year left in the deal. I love Spencer. Like, I think he's a top 100 guy. But I just don't know if there are other needs you need to address, especially if you don't get a wide receiver or you're not able to get a center at pick 51.
So if you think the centers are gone, and you for wide receivers, you gave me Wilson and Corley would be there. Melton would be there. One of the inside linebackers, I think you said Colson. So in that situation, what would you do with the 51st pick, Ryan, if you were sitting next to Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin on draft night?
Well, if you love Zach Frazier, Zach Frazier moves well in space, the center out of West Virginia. Maybe you move up five or six or seven spots. We saw a bunch of teams move around, especially the second half of the first round last night, and you can't have enough offensive line. So I think if you like that guy, move up and get him, and then you're going to find some wide receivers rounds three and beyond if you don't get the guy that you're necessarily targeting. Or let's say Ladd McConkey falls 10 spots. He's there at 40. Maybe you consider that because I think he's a special player.
So it sounds like you don't like really love the guys who will be there if they just stay pat at 51, if I hear you right, in terms of the needs that they have.
It feels like the spot where you're just sort you're going to be tweening it. So right, so maybe a little too rich or not rich enough. But again, we'll see somebody fall because yesterday I had five first round grades that fell out of the first round. So there's going to be some guys there they could target. Maybe it's a position we're not necessarily thinking about. Maybe it's an edge rusher or a cornerback position that we don't necessarily have targeted as we speak here.
Jalen McMillan at 98, right around where you think he should get drafted, or would that be a bit of a reach for the Steelers if that's what they did?
No, I know teams don't like him as much as I did, but I think he's a day two guy. If he went early round four, I would sort of be surprised. So I would take him there. He's a really solid, good player. Can come in right away and contribute as a number three.
What is his, like, I know Polk is pretty much a slot guy, the other Washington receiver. What is McMillan's best pro attribute? Because he is a name I've randomly zeroed in on here at wide receiver.
Yeah, he didn't test quite as well as Polk. But he consistently catches the ball well. I think he has some yards after the catch ability. He can run through arm tackles, and he's a little bigger. So I think he gives you some of that big play potential we saw with Michael Penix Jr. chucking the ball down the field. He's not Roma Dunze. He's not the athlete of Polk, but he's consistent. And if you have Pickens and you need a number 2/3, I think McMillan can get you there. You might want a little more dynamism. But I don't hate the pick. And the funny thing is that, you know, Ricky Pearsall would have been a consideration there. For most people, not named Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, but obviously he went in the first round. So that's one less name, and that's sort of the player I would be thinking about in terms of size, speed, and ability to catch the ball.
Where do you think they'd have to move up to get Powers Johnson, Ryan?
It's so funny because you and I, we've talked for weeks now that I thought Powers Johnson was a first-round pick, and then last week I
You liked him better than Barton. I remember we talked about that. He was your center.
And I was talking to folks, and they're like, he's going to fall out of the first round. And it was unclear why. There's no injury history. I think some teams just didn't love his tape as much as the media did. Again, if he's there at 38, 39, 40, I'm making phone calls because he's starting day one for you because there is no plan B. And Senior Bowl, he dominated. He had really good tape out of Oregon. Maybe the fact that he plays center and doesn't offer the versatility of Graham Barton, who's center guard, maybe that's part of the reason why he's not why he's still available.
All right, so in a dream scenario, among all the guys we talked about, Ryan, the best player the Steelers can come away with in the second round tonight is?
I mean, Jack one, Zach Frazier two for me. Let's solidify the offensive line, and then you can worry about the other stuff as you circle back in the later round.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.